Well, this morning we're talking with some of the top students in the class of 2019 at Griswold Schools, and we're going to start today with...
Reese Peterson.
Reese, introduce us to your family.
So my parents are Rob and Leanne Peterson, and I have a sixth grade sister, Brooke.
Okay, and let's talk a little bit about classes. What classes did you enjoy?
So probably music classes, band and choir are my favorites, but educational-wise, I love comp, I love calculus. I took government, I love science, physics, anatomy, stuff like that.
That's pretty much everything.
Yeah, pretty much. Full plate.
Full plate is right. Do you have any that you have to work harder at than maybe some others? Do some come easier for you?
Well, Mrs. Nelson's comp class, we did a 15-page paper this semester, which I definitely had to work hard for. Calculus is always, you know, ongoing. Anatomy, they're all challenging, but I enjoy it.
Okay, very good. What about teachers?
Mrs. Nelson, like I said, my comp teacher. Mrs. Hauser is my calc teacher. Mrs. Goodson, Mrs. Martison, those are my two music teachers. Kathy Van Ostel, she's not really a teacher, but one of my biggest mentors here at school. Mrs. Carlson has been a great science teacher for me all 4 years as well.
So you pretty much like all the classes and all the teachers.
Yep, they've given me a great high school experience.
Sounds like it. Very good. Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities then. What else have you been involved in?
So I do the musical every year. I'm in Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America. FCCLA is run by my fabulous advisor, Mrs. Vicki Anstey here at Griswold. I've been to state 3 years with Star Events, and I got a gold at Nationals in a Star Event through FCCLA too as well in high school. Band, choir, jazz, music as well. I do student government. I'm the senior class president, and I'm in National Honor Society. I just kind of dabble in about everything here at Griswold.
I was going to say, you like all the teachers, all the classes, and every activity that's provided here. I mean, how can you be so busy and still fit everything in?
I have a really supportive system through my parents and my teachers. They always encourage me to do as much as I can, but, you know, to be good at everything, give myself a wide variety, and to just... You know, always be willing to take on a challenge, but not get too overwhelmed, and always put academics first.
Sure. Any achievements that you're going to look back on and be maybe most proud of?
Definitely receiving the Governor Scholar Award as a senior was probably one of my hugest accomplishments as a high schooler.
Very good. What's next for you? Where will you be this fall?
I'll be in Ankeny at DMAC studying dental hygiene.
Okay. Is that something you've always wanted to do?
My dad's a dentist, and he's always kind of pushed me towards, not really pushed me, but... he's given me an idea of what dentistry would be like. I went on a mission trip with him, and I worked in the dental clinic, and it kind of sparked my passion.
Was that ministry to Jamaica by chance?
Yes, it was. I'm wearing the shirt today. Yeah, I went my junior year to Falmouth, Jamaica.
What kind of an experience was that for you?
It was probably one of the best experiences I've ever had. I was down there for 8 days working in a medical clinic with two physicians. My dad is a dentist and lots of nurses. Working with both of the physicians, but mostly in the dental clinic as an assistant, and I got to pull some teeth, so that was pretty cool.
Very good experience for you. Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
So, as an incoming freshman next year, I would encourage all of you to get involved in anything you're interested in. There's so many more opportunities in high school than that are provided to you in middle school, so really take advantage of every opportunity you're given and make the most of it.
All right, good advice. Thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, next we have...
Charlie Adams.
Okay, Charlie, introduce us to your family.
My mom is Shree Minor, and my dad is Curtis Adams, and I have one older brother. He's 12 years older than me. His name is Isaac Adams.
Okay, very good. Let's talk a little bit about classes. What did you enjoy?
I also enjoy most of my classes, but I particularly enjoy like my art, music, and English classes, as well as history.
Okay, so you're a creative person?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, have you always been that way?
I would say that I've pretty much always been that way. Both my parents are artists, so I've been raised to enjoy creative stuff.
It's in the DNA.
Yes.
Okay. Well, talk about teachers. What teachers have you enjoyed?
My favorite teachers are probably Mrs. Nelson, Mr. Stevens, and Mrs. Martison.
Okay. Why?
Because they're the teachers for the classes I enjoy the most. English, history, band, all those classes.
Okay, that makes sense. I'll give you that. But is there something about them, the way that they go about doing their craft that you really like, that you respond well to?
Well, I think all of them are very passionate about the subject that they're teaching, and they also really care about the kids. They put a lot of time into making sure the kids understand what they are learning, and they are always there if kids have questions about things or they need help with something else in life.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk extracurricular things for you. What else has kept you busy?
Definitely track and cross country. Those are some of my top two extracurriculars, but I'm also involved in band, jazz band, yearbook, quiz bowl, and various other things. Even the musical, I usually get a small part in.
Sure. Is there anything that you've kind of enjoyed more than the others?
Definitely track and cross country. I'm a long distance runner, and I put a lot of time and effort into training and trying to do my best in my sport.
Long distance running can be a creative thing because it gives you a lot of time to yourself to think, right?
Yes, and it's definitely something very mental. I think it takes a lot of determination and really kind of battling yourself and getting past this mental block of like the pain to be able to run long distance.
I've always imagined people who are sprinters, it's easy. You just run as hard as you can for as quick as you can. But for long distance runners, I've always kind of been amazed at how they are so skilled to be able to continue to pace and time so that they can be consistent at what they do. Is that something that comes naturally for you?
Now I would say it comes naturally, but it definitely took time for me to get there. It takes a lot of time to build up your endurance and to get where you're at in long distance running. So like comparing now to my freshman year, I feel like I've made a lot of progress and I am definitely more skilled at like pacing than I was then.
Sure. What about achievements for you? Anything you're going to be most proud of when you look back?
Well, going back to like my running, definitely when I made it to state, my freshman and my sophomore years, we made it in both cross country as a team and 4x8. And then this summer, or last summer, I should say, I had the opportunity of going to Girls State with Reese, and that was an amazing opportunity and achievement that I'm really proud of.
Did you make some friends there that maybe you're going to keep touch with?
Yeah, I made some friends in my city, and I also kind of I passed some barriers in terms of I did things I never thought I would. I ran for a position and I ended up getting elected. And for somebody who is not very confident in my public speaking, that was definitely an amazing achievement for me.
You seem fine public speaking right now.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the future for you. Where are you running off to?
I am going to Hamline University in St. Paul, Minnesota. It is the same college that my brother attended, and he still lives about 5 minutes away from the campus, so that will be very nice to have somebody I'm close to help me if I never need any help and to show me around the neighborhood. I don't know what I'm going to go into yet. I'm going to go in undecided, but I'm thinking that I might do English or political science or history and maybe become like a teacher or maybe even I'll go into psychology and become a counselor. Something along those lines where I'll be working with people and I will be able to help and teach people.
Sure. Track, cross country, part of this experience too?
Yes, I will be running cross country for them. And I had an opportunity to meet the team and I'm really looking forward to it.
Very good. Well, give those eighth graders some advice.
I would tell them that they should really savor and enjoy their experience here in high school and that, like Reese said, they should go out and they should try a lot of things and everything that they do and they try, they should enjoy it and they should take the opportunity to make connections and meet new people.
Excellent answer. Very good. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Faith Beebe.
Okay. Faith, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Dell and Carol Beebe, and I have an older brother, Garrett Beebe, who is currently at college at Buena Vista University.
Okay. Let's talk classes. What did you enjoy?
I definitely enjoy my music classes. I'm in band and choir, and I also definitely enjoy my English classes, which is composition and Brit Lit.
Okay. What instrument do you play?
I play trombone, bass, piano, guitar, and a little bit of percussion.
Which one do you like best?
Definitely bass. I played it in jazz band since seventh grade, and it's definitely my favorite by far.
Okay, so has music always been a big part of your life?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've been involved in band and choir all throughout middle school and high school, and I've been involved in my church's worship team, and I've been even doing like camps and stuff in the summer to even hone my music ability even farther.
Wow. So in a small school like this, do you sometimes have to play multiple instruments if you're involved in like a musical or something? Do you sometimes have to do multiple parts there?
Actually, with the musical, mostly
I've
gotten some bigger parts, so it's hard to balance doing some smaller parts, yeah. But it's been really fun in the musical and, going between instruments. I play bass in jazz band, I play trombone in concert band, I've been playing bass drum in marching band, and it just kind of bounces around here and there.
Sounds like fun. You get a lot of variety that way. What about teachers? Any teachers that you really are fond of?
Definitely my music teachers, Mrs. Goodson and Mrs. Martison, and also Mrs. Nelson. They've all imparted wisdom to me to help me with succeed in my future endeavors, and they're very realistic, and they let us know what life is going to be like, and you know, give us advice on how to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned a lot of music. Are you involved in other activities then too?
Yes, I am. I'm also involved in our Junior Optimist Club. I'm involved in Quiz Bowl. I'm involved in musical, jazz band, jazz choir. And I help volunteer outside of school at the public library here. And I also am involved in my church's worship team.
Is it tough to be that busy? Are you pretty good about organizing your life?
At times. there are some times where it gets a little bit overwhelming and I have to step back and take a breather and sort out my priorities on what needs to get done when. But most of the time, I find a way to succeed with my support system of my parents and my teachers.
Sure. Did you intend to be busy when you started high school? Was that, you just knew you wanted to be involved in a lot of things?
I didn't intend on being busy, but I definitely knew that I wanted to be involved in just about everything I could. It's been so much fun and it's given such a variety to my life.
Okay. What about accomplishments? Anything you're going to be most proud of?
Passing calculus. while also joking with it, it's some of the college classes that I've been taking this year have added a new perspective into my life that school isn't always as easy as it has been. And some of these classes I've been having to work harder at to pass, and it's been giving me a good perspective on what college will be like and how I need to get my priorities into studying and working hard.
Okay. Where were you going this fall then? Where will you be headed?
I'll be heading to Buena Vista University, where my brother is studying biomedical sciences as a pre-vet to get my Doctor of Veterinary Medicine so I can be a zoo veterinarian.
Okay. How long have you wanted to do that?
When I was little, I definitely wanted to work with animals, and I kind of, in middle school, bounced around from what I wanted to do, but I settled back on animals because it gives me an opportunity to work with animals, which I enjoy, help people, which I enjoy, and fix things and work with my hands.
Okay, very good. Got a plan there. Well, give those eighth graders a plan. What should they know before they start high school?
Definitely be involved in everything that you can be. Your teachers will help you be involved, and the people in charge of the extracurricular activities will help you be involved. But also, don't be afraid to look uncool. Don't be afraid when trying out for the musical that I'm going to look like a nerd. You won't. There are tons of other people that audition for the musical, and you're going to have a blast doing it. You're here for a good time, not to look cool.
All right, very good. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's Faith, Charlie, and Reese. They're some of the tops of the class of 2019 at Griswold High School.